Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this Monday, June 6, 2011, the 67th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of France, what many refer to as the longest day. We salute all of our veterans and thank these men and women for their service to this country. Hope you had a great weekend. It really felt like summer out there. The air is horrible from all the smoke from the fires, but still, hey, it's Arizona in June. I'm Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners KJAA in Globe and KAPR in Douglas. And of course, the Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. We are live weekdays from noon to one, and the lineup for today's show. Monday, we always do our political face-off to kick things off on a high note, or some might say low note, with commentators Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. At the bottom of the hour, a newsmaker interview. University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Shelton is scheduled to be with us. Then we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Show Consumer Affairs contributor Tom Collier. Our show is primarily interview-driven, but there is always room for your calls. In fact, we encourage you to call from wherever you are in Arizona on our comment line, the Buckmaster Show comment line and live line 790-2040, and we welcome Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. Mr. Eckerstrom is to my left, and Mr. Ash is to my right. I guess that's the way it should be, right, Bruce?
Yeah, I think so. And Bill, if I can, just in recognition of the 67th anniversary of the landing at Normandy, my father-in-law, Simon Moret, who will be 93 years old in just a couple of weeks, actually in about 6 days, landed at D-Day shortly after the initial wave and was critically wounded around the 18th of August that year. He was part of the 50th Infantry in the Super 6. That was a motorized armor division. And, you know, I think all of us thank goodness for men and women like Simon and Moret who served our country. Simon spent 14 months after suffering his injuries and you know finally made it home to marry my mother-in-law and have my wife Janie and you know all those men and women, you know, there's only about 1.8 million of those men and women left, and by 2025 they say that you know they may all be gone.
You know, we do lose a bunch of them, don't we, Paul, every day, and there's a reason why they are called the greatest generation.
Yeah, and you know, that generation did incredible sacrifices, and just, you know, they went through the Great Depression, and then they had to fight World War II. One of the things I honor that generation was the self-sacrifice that they had for our communities. Example, in 1938, in the height of the Great Depression, this community voted to build Mansfield Junior High and Sam Hughes Elementary, compared to our generation where we seem to disregard our kids and not make sure that our kids are getting schooled properly or have the funds to do it. I really respect that generation.
Face-off time, and I'm going to put down on the table the Senator Russell Pierce. Looks like there will be a recall. They'll be counting the signatures, but I think certainly they're going to have enough signatures to push this to the ballot. Bruce Ash, is this something that Mr. Senator Pierce needs to worry about? He was on our program on Wednesday. He said he's concerned, but not necessarily overly concerned.
Well, I think anytime you face a challenge like this, you have to be concerned. I've talked with Senator Pierce. He takes this very seriously. Russell Pierce feels that his job is unfinished. And I think that there's certainly a lot at risk for the unions and the Democrats who have pushed this. And frankly, I think what's going to probably come of it, and Mr. Perez said as much on a radio show the other day here in Southern Arizona.
The former congressional candidate. Mr. Perez.
Actually run for senator or
Senate. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Pretty much admitted they have few chances because there really isn't a conservative Democrat in that area who might challenge. And frankly, the Republicans who might run against Senator Pierce probably aren't going to be of, you know, much help either. However, when Russell Pierce is victorious in this, I think you have to consider the maybe unintended consequences from their standpoint. He is going to be vindicated, and he is going to continue to press his agenda in the upcoming session. And I'm not sure that I would sort of roll the dice. My opinion is that he'll be recalled when pigs fly. And I don't think we're going to see that anytime close.
So that's the opinion of Bruce Ash. What about Paul Eckerstrom? Does this have legs?
You know, I really don't know, but I do know that Bruce said that Russell Pierce has some unfinished business too, and his unfinished business is the destruction of our economy in Arizona. And if we don't do something real soon, we won't have an economy here. Not only all his very vitriolic anti. Immigration legislation that really does nothing to secure
the border. About 70% of Arizona's totally support.
I didn't interrupt you, Bruce.
And the United States Supreme Court just upheld 2779.
I didn't interrupt you, Bruce. It has made us a pariah nationally, economically, for businesses to come here, for people to bring their tourist dollars here. But also what he has been doing and the Republicans generally in the legislature, destroying our school systems, our university system. There is no business that's going to want to come here. I mean, when the former CEO of Intel basically comes out and says we wouldn't have moved here if we knew back in 1970 that this was what was going to happen to our schools and our universities in this state, that is really telling. So, yeah, Russell Pierce has some unfinished business too. If we don't stop him right now, what will happen is we won't have a future in this state.
Well, all unsubstantiated and all your opinion from the left side. I appreciate that, Paul. However, the facts bespeak this whole thing. Look, we spend a ton of money educating our children. And Paul, you can make whatever arguments you want to make. We're 49th, we're 120th, whatever the point is. We spend a ton of money educating our children. And I would tell you, as I told Superintendent of Public Education, John Hoopenthal, the other day when we met together and talked about this, our problem is that we are not teaching children how to read. We're not teaching children how to write. We're not teaching children how to reason and how to add and subtract. They leave high school. When they do leave high school after graduating, and that number keeps dwindling in Tucson Unified School District, notwithstanding however much money we throw at all of their education.
What money? That's what I ask.
It's $9,000 a student.
No, it isn't.
Paul.
And it's $4,800.
And the problem.
No, we're dead last.
Is it that high? Paul says it's way
now
off.
Now we've
your
come
fate.
Up with a totally new number that he pulls out of his hat. Here's the amazing thing. You look at San Miguel High School. You look at South Point High School, mm-hmm. who operate on a fraction of the budget that Tucson Unified does, and the graduation rate is incredible. The success rate is fabulous. You have men and women who are going on either to universities, to junior colleges, to trade schools, and so on, and actually having marketable skills. We all want marketable skills. Flowing Wells does a great job. Catalina Foothills does a very good job. Sunnyside, I think, even has worked so hard.
So you're saying some of these schools really can get by and do get by with less money per student.
But wait a minute. Sell point. I'm sorry. You have to pay an arm and a leg because it's a private school. Only rich kids go there. They're coming from good families.
Most of
course they're going to graduate. You know, and let's lay down the marker here. We're dead last in funding of schools. We used to be about 26, right in the middle of the pack among the states.
Depending upon
we used to we used to graduate a lot more students back then when I went to school and you went to school, Bruce, here, and we got good education. Now it's not happening because the almighty dollar has to go to people who are selfish. They don't want to sacrifice for their kids.
Like the
greatest generation did.
Class struggle again.
The greatest generation.
When the truth and the ideas fail, Paul. Paul, you go to class struggle.
This isn't class struggle. This is called sacrificing for your kids. And we don't sacrifice for our kids anymore. Like the Greatest Generation did back at the Great Depression, like I referenced earlier. The plain fact of the matter is we need to sacrifice for our kids a little bit more. It costs now $10,000 for somebody to go to the University of Arizona. When you and I went to school at the University of Arizona, it was less than $1,000 tuition and fees.
Caveman.
What?
Caveman days. Yeah,
caveman days, but you know what? Cheap. 1986. In 1986, the inflation rate hasn't gone up that much. I'm sorry. It's now 10 times more than
there
it costs
to go
there.
There are a lot of factors. There are a lot of factors on university tuitions, and some of that has to do
state
with student loans.
Funding has been cut.
Some of that
That's
has to
the
do,
factor.
Some of that has to do with student loans. Some of that has to do with the growth of the bureaucracy within the university system. I wish that we talk about those things. But let me get to the essence of something I think we can agree upon. In high-functioning high schools, such as Sabino, for example, Catalina Foothills High, Canyon del Oro, Sal Point, where moms and dads consistently support their children, both in the classroom at night when they get home to do their homework, as well as with their student activities and push them and so on, we see great high-functioning schools at no matter what the level of funding. And talk about self-sacrifice. There are lots of people right in our own generation, Paul. They've done a lousy job with their children and trying to get them through the educational system. And I fear for those young children who leave and don't have the kind of parental support. Because you can spend all the money you want. If you don't have parent support, you don't have anything.
790-2040, wherever you are in Arizona listening to this, if you've got an opinion for Paul Eckerstrom or Bruce Ash, you can weigh in right now on it.
Coming back on parental involvement, I think that's a big key. But let's face facts. Our society right now, we have a lot of breakdown in our family structure. So what do we need to do to help the kids who aren't in those stable families? And I would say
how about keep dads at home?
Would you let me? Yeah, well, I mean, try to make them do that, Bruce. I say to give those kids a fighting chance, you need to have lower class sizes so that teachers can give them a little extra time and energy to get them through and get them graduated so they can start off on their own and be good parents down the road. Hell, I mean, I pure and simple, we are not spending enough money on our kids. We're not spending enough energy and time with our kids as well. I don't disagree with you, and that's the biggest failure of our generation.
And too many people on your side, Paul, think that, you don't need to be married. You know, it's okay. Dads come and go. It's okay to have multiple partners. You know, same-sex marriage, it's all good. You know, look.
Bruce, I know as many Republicans as you know as Democrats who have had divorces and have had affairs. So I don't want to get in that game. You know, blaming each other for that is ridiculous.
Let's take a pause right here. This is the Buckmaster Show, and this is the Monday Face-Off. Today it's Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. Again, that area code 520-790-2040. We will be back. This is the Buckmaster Show.
Imagine a jewelry store that is both sophisticated and organic, where Tucson's rich cultural heritage mingles with contemporary design. We invite you to Veer Jewelers, where our commitment to customer service is surpassed only by our reputation for creating inspired custom jewelry that is as unique as our customers. At Veer Jewelers, you are warmly welcomed, whether you are bringing in an heirloom for repair or design, replacing a watch battery, or shopping for a special gift. Visit our unique showroom, centrally located on Campbell, just north of Grant, or visit our website at veerjewelers.com. Veer Jewelers, Tucson's trusted jeweler for more than 25 years.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit Service. With 30 projects under construction, including Tankerville Road and the Catalina Highway to Houghton and the bus pullout at Ina and Oracle, please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com. The Arizona Inn is the only Tucson hotel named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. Located in Midtown, close to the University of Arizona, the Arizona Inn is located at 2200 East Elm Street and on the web at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn maintains AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room, with Chef Allison serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, with a featured menu and seasonal favorites. And because the Arizona Inn is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, founded by Arizona's first Congresswoman, Isabella Greenway, the Arizona Inn provides an historic backdrop for your next special event. Arizona Inn is the perfect setting for weddings, anniversary celebrations, or your next business meeting, and you can make your reservations online at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn, luxury and elegance in the heart of Tucson.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lemon Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
Well, 22 on the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday face-off. Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom. The number is 520-790-2040. David, I believe, is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, David.
Yes, Bruce Ash said earlier that he recently talked to John Hoopenthal, and Hoopenthal's ruling on ethnic studies in USC is expected soon. So I was just wondering if anything was said about ethnic studies and that issue. I'll listen off the air.
Thanks for your question, David. We did talk about it, and the superintendent and his staff are still in the middle of their study on this. I got the impression, the clear impression from superintendent, that he had an open mind and was really looking at all of the aspects of this. And I don't get the impression from our discussion that the state plans to take any sort of punitive action against Tucson Unified School District. I really think that they're trying to figure out how best to work together on this, and I think there's been some progress really from everybody in this. It didn't just come from the school district; it also came from the state as well. Great question. I appreciate that.
Yeah, ethnic studies. I believe ethnic studies is important. Field of area for studies, mainly because if you get kids excited about their own culture, they will learn more about reading, other aspects, history. They just start building off of that, and I think that's the value of it. Now, if there needs to be some adjustments made to USD's ethnic studies, so be it. But I do believe that there was a mountain made out of a molehill about all this by Tom Horn when he was superintendent of schools and now is attorney general. And I think he's still on that horse to try to become governor. He used it as a political issue, which was unfortunate because I think the better process is what Bruce just indicated. It sounds like John Hoopenthal is moving that way. He's worked with the school district. If there needs to be some adjustments made, let's make those adjustments. But then, let's not trash the program just because there's some disagreements about it.
There certainly is a lot of pride that Latino students should have, and it's very justifiable in the Latino culture, in our history, from Spain, through Mexico here into Southern Arizona specifically. This particular course, however, emphasizes the politics of victimization. It considers white people oppressors, and actually says that this is their land, Latinos' land, and does not belong to the United States of America. When you begin with that premise, everything else goes cattywampus.
I think you're overstating that premise. But again, if there needs to be adjustments, I think they should be made to make sure that we keep that program, because it does have success in terms of turning kids on to schoolwork and making them successful students, and that's been proven out in the studies about the students that go through it, the ethnic studies, they do well.
We've got about 5 minutes to go here on the Buckmaster Show on the Monday Political Face-Off. We have not talked about the city elections. Paul Eckerstrom, do you like the lineup for the Democrats on the city side?
Yeah, I really do. Jonathan Rothschild, I think, is a business-oriented Democrat who can maybe see a path towards bringing people together for a strong economic development future for this town. We need that type of leadership. He's some people say he's not the most exciting speaker, but he is a former lawyer, business lawyer that has worked with the business community. I think that's really important bridge to have. Shirley Scott has always had that relationship. Paul Cunningham, who's new to the council and is running for his first time after being appointed, same thing. Son of George Cunningham, who was a very good state senator for us and worked in Janet Napolitano's budget office. Rahina Romero's running again, and I think she's a very, very good city council person. She's been good on the west side in terms of saving some land from pristine land from development, as well as making sure and looking out for the poor people in this community.
You have some other candidates, though, that in a primary, in a contested Democrat primary, that apparently you don't recognize or support.
Are you talking about Mr. Holm?
Yeah, and Mr. Flores.
Mr. Holm is
some questions about whether he is lives in the city. Is that
that's
correct?
One problem, and the other problem I don't view him as much of a candidate. I think
sounds like you're picking winners and losers. That's not what we do in a contested primary, is it?
Well, okay.
Tammany Hall or Tucson, Arizona?
If you want me to tell you who I support,
Boss Paul, Boss Paul and Boss Jeff,
I support Jonathan Rothschild for mayor because he is actually.
So you're making an endorsement in a contested Democrat primary.
You're right. I'm making an endorsement.
Is that the general policy of the Democrat Party?
I don't know, but I'm making that endorsement not as the vice chair of the Democratic Party, but personally endorsement. And as for Joe Flores, the party itself actually has endorsed Rahina Romero over him because he was.
Why is that?
He was a payday loan lender. We don't value.
So you're picking winners and losers.
Yeah, because he doesn't represent Democratic values.
Really?
Yeah, he supported payday.
Why don't you let the voters?
He was a payday lender.
Why don't you let the voters of Pima County?
You know, Bruce,
voters of Tucson.
They can. They don't have to listen to my endorsement or anybody else's endorsement.
And I hope they won't.
And Bruce, why don't you tell us what you think of the Republican candidates?
Well, provided they all get on the ballot, and there seems to be some question in some cases. Mr. Rogers is certainly more intent on diverting the topic from the failings of the Tucson City Council run by the Democrats to whether or not Tyler Vogt and Sean McCluskey and Jennifer Rawson our candidates will make it onto the ballot. I and Mr. Asta as well. I have every confidence that they are going to wage a very significant campaign. Look, the voters of the city of Tucson are like abused spouses. You can only get beat up so many times. You can only get your eye blackened, and after a while, you say to yourself, "I've had enough." And I think in this election, somebody who doesn't have a D after their name is going to be the one that voters in the city of Tucson are going to
select. I don't think voters look at it that way. I think voters look at the candidates themselves.
And say, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago?
I think people like Jonathan Rothschild and Paul Cunningham and Shirley Scott, who have worked with the business community in this community for a long time, have the ability to take us down a path towards economic development and an economic future. If we get the state legislature to fund our schools.
And I hope Jonathan Rothschild sometime before the November election will tell us what he's going to actually do on that.
All right. It's coming up now in the bottom of the hour. This is the Buckmaster Show. UA President Dr. Robert Shelton is standing by. He'll be our guest right after this break. Stay with us. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Rick Santorum says he's ready to lead and do what's necessary for the next generation. Today, the former two-term Pennsylvania senator became the latest Republican to declare his candidacy for the party's presidential nomination. The Army Corps of Engineers has gotten a reprieve as a massive sandbag drop on a faltering Missouri River levee between Omaha and Kansas City temporarily fortifies the flood wall. Smoke from the massive Arizona wildfires being detected up to 1,000 miles away in central Iowa. Syrian State TV now says at least 120 police and security personnel were killed when armed government opponents ambushed Syrian security forces today in that country. Wall Street, the Dow down about 71 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at assistanceleaguetucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tancredi, at the southwest corner of Tancredi and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Mell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tancredi, then visit us online, we have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery on the corner of Tenka Verde and Sabino Canyon, where there's always something new to see.
On the Buckmaster Show on Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, KVOI. We're also delighted with our simulcast partners, our friends listening to us in Globe and in Douglas, Cochise County, Santa Cruz County. Actually, we figured it out. We're in about 8 Arizona counties with this show, and we are delighted that you're with us on the Buckmaster Show. I realize you have other choices, but I'm glad you made this choice. A huge coup for the University of Arizona recently, as NASA announced late last month that the University of Arizona will head an $800 million project that will send a robotic spacecraft to orbit a near-Earth asteroid. The award is the largest in UA history. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show, and we hope he will be a regular contributor to this program, is the president of the University of Arizona, Dr. Robert Shelton. Dr. Shelton, good to see you.
Bill, always a pleasure. I'm pleased that you want me to be a regular on your show. It's quite an honor.
Thank you very much. Big deal, isn't it? $800 million.
It is. It is a big deal. You know, and this is competitive. There's no pork here. We were one of 3 finalists. Our engineering and science and the purpose of the mission was judged to be far and away the best. But we had to outcompete the best. And that's a signature for, of course, the team. The folks that put it all together.
Drake did a lot of good things in putting it together.
Oh, yeah. Mike Drake was amazing. Dante Loretta, Heather Enos, the whole gang was there. It's also a tribute to the university. A lot of the real skilled people are on soft money, and you need to carry them between grants. You need to provide the space out at the Lunar and Planetary Lab. This demonstrates once more that the University of Arizona knows how to be number one, and I think everybody in the state should be very proud of it.
Yeah, the economic impact, some of the estimates, $200 million alone will be spent just in Tucson over the life of this project. I mean, that's big money in a town that can really use it right now.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, then there's the multiplying effect that economists like to talk about. But I'm just so proud of the whole team that put everything together. Again, the scientists, the engineers, the business people, and then the infrastructure that came out of the VP for research and more.
My lovely producer, Rosemary Brandt, is telling me, Dr. Shelton, to plug the phones, which I will be glad to do. 520 is our area code, 790-2040, 790-2040, wherever you are hearing us throughout Arizona. If you have a question for University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Shelton, Dr. Shelton would love to hear from you. We'd love to
That's
hear
right.
from you, and we'll take your call, whatever it is, concerning the University of Arizona. Well, Dr. Shelton, since we last talked, it's been a while. Your assessment of the school's financial picture as we get ready now to close the books on the fiscal year here, June 30th.
Well, there's no doubt that these are stressful times for anybody, not only in Arizona, but across the nation. We've lost over 40% of our state funding in the last 3 years. The hit to the next fiscal year will be $78 million. And I always hasten to add that that happens not because anybody's out to get us. It's just that the state's in trouble, and the legislature and the governor have to make tough decisions. Good news is I think they've really balanced the budget, so hopefully looking to FY13, we'll have a respite. But we have a plan. We know how we're going to deal with that $78 million cut, another 20-plus percent. The academic units will take some hits. The support administrative units will take larger hits. And we do have a tuition increase, with apologies to the students and their parents. But this tuition increase really covers less than a third of the cut. So it's a way to moderate the impact. And we will be, of course, throwing a lot more money into financial aid to ensure that this university, with all of its tremendous opportunities for students, remains accessible. I mean, just think about the opportunities for undergraduates now with this OSIRIS-REx asteroid mission.
Yeah, that's huge, to be able to get your foot in the door and something like that. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. Tremendous
what that would look
path.
Like on your resume? I mean,
it would look good. Yeah, I ran a mission to an asteroid. And,
yeah,
and of course,
cool.
They're bringing material back, and so that's going to be analyzed for decades to come. This is the gift, as Mike Drake says, that goes on giving.
You know, since fiscal year 2008, the state legislatures cut the university state funding. Is it now more than 18%? Is it now, what, about 20 or what?
Well, just this year alone, it'll be about a 20, 22% cut. So we've gone from $440 million to about $265 million. So that's over a 40% cut. And again, it's just the fiscal realities of what we're dealing with. And what we're trying to do is balance then where we take cuts, severe cuts, and yet where we can backfill using some tuition. I'm very proud of the faculty, the lecturers, the graduate students, and the undergraduates this last year. One simple statistic, our students this last year enrolled for more student credit hours per student than ever in the history. So the students are taking those classes to finish, and the faculty, the lecturers, the graduate students are providing those classes, teaching more and more.
What do you say, Dr. Shelton? Perhaps we have some high school students who are listening to this program with the great reach of the station. They're in Globe, they're in Douglas, they're thinking about where to go to college. What do you tell them about the University of Arizona? Are the opportunities there for them here in Tucson?
This is the best bargain you can get if you live in Arizona. I mean, all three of our institutions are great, but I'm going to brag about the U of A. You come here, you have opportunities from day one to work with faculty. Something like two-thirds of our students in the College of Science graduate having done one-on-one research projects with faculty. This $800 million award, the $600 million annually that we attract from the feds and others, that translates into real learning experiences for our students. And on financial aspects, we continue to put a lot of money into financial aid. We will take care of you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Are there opportunities for that?
Absolutely. I mean, you just need to apply early, apply with the right financial aid form, and call us. This last year, we put $160 million of our own money into financial aid.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question for Dr. Shelton, give us a call right now. There was a front page piece in the Arizona Republic about online ASU. The piece articulates that ASU is, quote, seizing the online future. But really, online is nothing new to the University of Arizona, is it?
Oh, that's correct. I mean, I applaud ASU. They're a fine institution. NAU, of course, has had tremendous reach statewide with their online courses, and that's something we're doing as well. What you have to do is find the right audience for online classes and make sure that you've targeted it properly. It's not, you just can't bundle a lecture for the classroom and put it into online. And we're doing this really throughout Southern Arizona and other locations. So it's a trend that is here to stay.
By the way, we have an 800 number. It's actually 866-725-5467. Thank you, Rose, for putting that up on my screen. That way folks don't have to pay for the call if you're outside of the 520 area code. 866-725-5467. How is this challenge going, Dr. Shelton, about recruiting top professors to the University of Arizona? It's been a huge challenge over the last few years with budget cuts, and then there was talk at the legislature of allowing weapons in classrooms. That certainly, for many professors, was a turnoff.
Yeah, we are very grateful to the governor for her veto of that bill. You know, she has been a tremendous, staunch supporter of the university, certainly the University of Arizona, in difficult, difficult times. We always have competition for our faculty. We're competing, as we were with this OSIRIS-REx project, we're competing with the Harvards and the Stanfords and the Chicagos and the Virginias and the Michigans and the UCLAs. We do nothing if not compete at the very highest level. This last year, I'm pleased to say that our win ratio, our batting average, if you will, for retaining faculty that had offers is pretty consistent with what we've had in the past. It doesn't mean it's perfect. We have lost some real talent, but we're doing everything we can to invest selectively in those areas that form the core of what it means to be a great public land-grant research institution.
When you're looking ahead now to the next fiscal year, are you allowing for more budget cuts?
Well, in the, you mean for FY13?
For the next year here that's going to start.
Well, right now we're figuring out, we have a plan to get through FY12. That's that $78 million cut, and we're using some of our reserves, using all of our reserves to backfill so that, in fact, there is a tuition rebate this year. You know, the region's passed a $1,500 increase, but we're rebating half of that for in-state residents.
Otherwise, it would have been about $10,000, so this pushes it down a little bit.
That's
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been $10,030,
and
so
that
pushes it down. So we're pleased we can do that. I think that's a good sign to support access to the university. But with respect to FY13, we will start making our plans. Now, the projections are saying FY13 could be strong. Collections are ahead. We'll still have money from the Prop 100 sales tax increase. And as I said, the legislature bit the bullet and balanced the budget in a real way. So some people are saying FY13 could be a good year, maybe time to catch our breath before FY14 when we lose the sales tax money and federal health care kicks in.
Dr. Robert Shelton is with us from the University of Arizona, 790-2040. Dr. Shelton, you saw that your athletic director, Greg Byrne, used his weekly email update to address the recent football scandal at Ohio State and how Wildcat fans can help the athletic department avoid a similar fate. Do you like the fact that Mr. Byrne is right out there and out front about this?
Yeah, we have, I think, the best young athletic director, maybe the best athletic director in the country. Greg is everywhere. He knows how to communicate using all the social media. He did a great job retaining Sean Miller, a basketball coach, when a big-time university came after him.
Yeah, Maryland was very interested, weren't
they? Oh, they were indeed. Yep. Greg Byrne and I spent a lot of time on the phone late at night. But the point about Greg is he has such great values. He is ethical. He's moral. And that's what he instills among all of our coaches who fit that bill as well. You know, when an incident like this happens, there's no joy in it. I mean, it's hard for all of us in college athletics. Ohio State's a fabulous university. They have great tradition in athletics, and I know they'll get this straightened out.
Basically, Mr. Byrne was urging the UA fans to let him know if there ever is in a situation where a student athlete is perhaps receiving an extra benefit, something that the rest of the student body would not receive. And that's very important there. That's something extra
that's right.
You're regular student would not receive.
Yeah. You know, student athletes are really held to a very high standard. My daughter was a scholarship athlete at another Pac-10, soon to be Pac-12 institution. And it is tough on them. They work really hard, and we need to support them in every appropriate way we can.
Dr. Shelton, always a pleasure to see you, and we will call upon you perhaps every 4 to 6 weeks. We will have you behind this microphone to talk to Southern Arizonans about higher education. Thanks for being with us.
It's a great pleasure.
Thank you very much. This is the Bill Buckmaster Show on KVOI. We have Tom Collier. He will be answering your consumer affairs questions. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. With 30 projects underway, including River Road to Ruthroth along La Cholla and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution in the area and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tinca Verde, at the southwest corner of Tinca Verde and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. With 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Mell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tinca Verde, then visit us online. We have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery on the corner of Tinca Verde and Sabino Canyon, where there's always something new to see.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
It's 12:51 on the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on KVOI, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners. Delighted you're along in Globe, that area, and Douglas as well. This month, 15,000 Arizona residents will be exhausting their unemployment benefits. These people are now the target of scammers trying to take advantage of their misfortune. At least once a month on the Buckmaster Show, we turn to Tom Collier. Mr. Collier is the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs, and he also is willing to take your calls. So if you've got a call for us, 790-2040. If you're outside of the 520 area, 866-725-5467 will pay for the call. Tom Collier, good to see you.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
So the unemployment benefits certainly are running out for a lot of people. And if that's not bad enough for these people, they are really open to the scammers.
That's 15,000 more people just this month alone, Bill, who are dumped into the job seeker pool. And desperation, the need to bring some money in, tends to cloud people's judgment about what type of work to look for. I can sort of run down a catalog.
Go ahead.
The first thing
give
to
me,
talk
give
about.
Give me some of the highlights.
Well, the first thing to talk about is one of those types of jobs, which are work-at-home jobs. A lot of stay-at-home moms or people who are looking for something to do at the kitchen table where they can bring in, $1,000 to $4,000 a month. Well, there's your first clue right there. Those things are just unreasonable. People's spring for those types of ads, or they go for those types of ads, and then they discover after they've responded that they need to send some money. Well, they keep it low. The scammers keep it low, $39.95 or $40 or something like that. And the number one work-at-home scheme is one where they encourage you to do what they did to get you to send your money. You just send out more envelopes or stuff envelopes at the kitchen table. That sending out more envelopes thing is a violation of the state and federal, well, a violation of the federal postal regulations. And you could be in trouble with the Postal Inspection Service if you just, you know, continue to propagate that scam. One of the other things that you'll see for work at home is either assembling toys. They'll supposedly send you the components, but you wind up actually having to buy the components. One of the ones that I saw that was really egregious was where you bought the little wooden blocks, the little letter blocks that the children use learn their letters. Yeah. And the scam
to learn their ABCs.
To learn their ABCs, and you would paint those, and then they would buy them back from you after you had painted them. You wound up buying the paint and the brushes and the blocks themselves from the scammers.
I mean, what's that cost you by the time you're into all that?
Well, it's relatively cheap. There's probably only a 2 or 3,000% markup on those types of things. But where they get you on that is after you bought all this and you spent this time at the kitchen table putting that stuff together, they say that your work does not meet their standards, so they won't buy it back. And you've seen that. That's been around for years. I mean, that's around since before World War II with, you know, chinchilla ranching in the basement where they would sell you pairs of chinchillas or things like that, and you're supposed to breed them in the basement. And they'd come in and get the fur. Well, they'd always claim that the furs didn't meet their standards. There you are, stuck with a basement full of little rodents that you have to feed. So those are the types of
come-ons. So the scammers get $39.95, and you usually don't get anything else.
You don't get anything but grief for that. Yeah. And the annoying thing to me, and I've been in this consumer advisory business for almost 25 years now, is that people shrug that off. They'll say, "Well, it was only $39.95. I've learned my lesson. I won't get scammed again." But those are the very people who go on to the next scam.
What can they do about it? I mean, should they report something like
this? Well,
you
can report that, but you have to understand it's a drop in the bucket in terms of all the types of things that are reported to the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division or the Federal Trade Commission. And you get those scams now, those solicitations for scams in emails, in spam emails. You get them in places like Craigslist or these online job listing services. You also get them in conventional newspapers. There's a bunch of little hometown local newspapers here in Arizona that are part of a network. And so an advertiser can spend a little money and get their ad placed in hometown newspapers all around the state. So you can even see them, these work-at-home schemes, usually they're under business opportunities.
How about some of these services that say they will help you write a resume?
Well, if you need a resume for that particular job, that may be useful if you don't know. But you can get that service for free at a lot of the county employment centers. I know here in Pima County, in Tucson, and I'm sure it's the same in Gila County for Globe area, or in
Cochise County for Douglas, Santa Cruz County.
There are centers usually affiliated with the community colleges where you can get that kind of help, and you don't even have to pay for it. It's for free.
790-2040 if you have a consumer affairs question for Tom Collier. As Tom says, he's been doing this for many, many years, a quarter of a century. He's been in the consumer affairs business. And really, the questions don't change much. As you say, some of these scams are just, they're not really even updated, are they?
No, they're not. And I say kind of cynically that if people wised up, I'd be out of a job. You know. But the reason these scams work, Bill, is because people combine their own gullibility with their own greed, and then they become victims of these types of scams. The most recent one is online. And if I can alert people to this one particular scam that's the newest one to emerge from all these types of things, which are targeting job seekers. They place an ad in a newspaper or it's on Craigslist or something like that, and it's for truck drivers. And you have – a lot of people have their commercial truck driver certification, but they're not on the road right now. So you fax your resume to this one particular number. You get a response back that directs you to a website where you apply for the job online. A lot of companies do that, but here's the key right now. If they ask you for your social security number online, or if they ask you for information, you know, when you apply for a job, a legitimate job, and you're sitting there at the desk filling out the paper application form, social security number is one of the things that you're mm-hmm. asked for. But you need to make sure that you are applying for an actual job, because this one particular scam, not only do they ask for social security number, and people say, well, it's a job application, that's a legitimate question. But down further on in the application, they were saying, well, you know, if we hire you, we want to be able to bring you on very quickly. So we need your bank information.
Oh,
because
boy.
We do direct deposit.
Oh, that's
so
a red. That's got to be a red flag.
It's a red flag.
Give me your bank information. Tell me your bank.
But there are people
number.
Who fall for that. In this particular scam, if you filled out this online application and hit the enter key, you wound up sending your personal information and your bank information and all that Social Security to an identity theft ring that was in Brazil.
Oh, boy.
That's one of the things about the internet. It is worldwide. It's not just the U.S. And so you have to be really careful when you're filling out an application online.
Just about a few seconds to go. I've got about a minute to go with Tom Collier. Tom, there's a lot of good information there. Probably the best advice, though, when it comes to anything to do with Social Security numbers, really know who you're giving it
to. Know who you're giving it to. And any legitimate employer is not going to ask that until you are in the process of an actual interview, or perhaps they've even already made you an offer. Any legitimate employer is not going to need that information until they're enrolling you on the payroll.
Okay, Tom Collier. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. Tom joins, 24 contributors. You can check out our list at buckmastershow.com. We have all the contributors to the Buckmaster Show. And we thank you, Tom. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. See you next month.
See you next month. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers and Rieger Certified Public Accountants, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Flowers and Rieger, the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. That's going to do it as we push 1 o'clock here on the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great day.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.